Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the Real Estate Show. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehi and Orem. My wife pulled out all the Christmas decorations last weekend. We put the new Minky duvet on the bed. We're living large.
You guys are bougie. We've got Christmas going on. Jeff Kaplan, thank you for joining us on the KSL Real Estate Show. My name is Heather Osmond. I am the owner of Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. And this week at our store, it is everything Thanksgiving and Christmas. There is glitter everywhere. If you stop by, you'll probably leave with a little glitter on your clothes. But it is beautiful. The sights, the smells, the sounds, it's all absolutely stunning. And we're offering a special on our interior design services right now. It's just $99 for an hour to have someone come to your home and maybe just move things around of what you already have in your space to make it just a little bit better for the holidays. We also are here to hopefully help you make holiday decorating just a little bit easier by having our team come in and help you set up Christmas trees, do the staircase garland, you know, the mantelscapes, the tablescapes, all the good things. If you need help, please give us a call. Get on the list. Those slots are filling up. Not only do we do residential, but we also do commercials. So thank you for considering us to help you. Today, I've been really excited about our guest is Tanner Olson. He is an agent with Legend Commercial Real Estate. He's been on our show before. And Tanner, you know what's going on in Utah. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me. Always fun to be on the KSL Radio Show.
Always so fun to have you. Tanner, what's going on in Utah right now?
A lot's going on. I think I mostly specialize in retail and land, and I think December and the holiday season is always a special time of year for retailers, right? Because it's their busy season, both restaurants and soft goods, hard goods, whatever it may be. But now's the time when everyone's rushing to buy things for the holidays. So,
oh, it's frantic.
Yeah, Black Friday is no longer Black Friday. It's Black all of Thanksgiving and all the way to Christmas.
December,
every single
right?
day feels like the deals start going on earlier.
Yeah, the emails and the text messages are already blowing up on my phone. It's wild.
Costco, November 1st, I think I saw. Oh. Just about every holiday thing you could think of.
So I own a local business, and I know how hard I work, and I love to shop local. Tanner, you deal with a lot of Utahns that own businesses being in the commercial development, correct?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah. How important are retail shopping centers right now?
Critical. I mean, I think a lot of people, the Amazon wave kind of came and went, and I think the remaining retailers and concepts that are left are what we would call more Amazon proof. And I think people still want to shop in stores, feel what they're buying, you know, sample what they're buying and really understand it before they go pull the trigger on buying it.
What sectors in commercial real estate are really doing well right now?
Food and bev is always exciting. So restaurants, drink concepts, the Swigs, Dutch Bros, there's a competing concept called Seven Brew, really exciting right now. And then health and wellness. So we're seeing a lot of med spas and then vets right now. I joke that I'm doing 9 deals with vets right now. So whenever private equity gets their hands on a concept.
Are we talking about veterans of foreign wars or are we talking about
veterinary
doggy
care
doctors?
For, yeah, yeah, dogs, cats, you name it.
So I have 2 daughters and they're not married, but they both have pets. So I do know how important dogs are in this younger generation. And maybe that's why all these vets are popping up everywhere.
Yeah, us millennials, we're willing to spend as much money as possible on our pets, that's for sure.
Spoil away. I mean, this all started with the pandemic and everybody was just sitting around at home. You need pups to occupy your time.
It's true. I think so. Okay, so what areas of commercial are not doing well right now, would you say?
So I think it really just depends on each segment. If you look at the office market right now, Class A office is actually doing really well. And so if you look at our downtown, all of the, when I say Class A, so just think of just newer buildings, lots of glass, lots of the highest end amenities. Those are doing extremely well. And it feels like everyone that was maybe in B class or C class office is now moving into a little bit finer nicer buildings. And so what is creating a gap is then in those C older office buildings, a lot of those are either getting torn down, repurposed. Some people are using the opportunity to buy their own office building and then kind of retrofit it to make it a newer, nicer building.
Did I miss something? Because during the pandemic a few years ago, everybody went home. We weren't going to need offices anymore. Certainly major businesses were no longer going to need all that square footage. And then something must have happened because the offices are filling up, you say.
Yeah, I mean, I think early on there you saw, well, we're going to go back to the office one day a week. And sure enough, that became two, three, four. And now it feels like people are mostly just back to the office full time. Companies were really pushing on it to try to, you know, make sure that they could keep tabs on their employees and make sure people were truly working is what it felt like.
So it's like Ford has abandoned its plans to run the entire business out of a broom closet somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And then industrial market right now, still really healthy in the under 25,000 square foot leasing range. It feels like those bigger 100,000, you know, all the way up to, we saw a couple of million square foot buildings get built there shortly after COVID. That has definitely seen some slowdown, but the under 25,000 market still seems to be really hot right now. Flex retail condos. People toss around the word flex, and I think cities need to start getting used to hearing this term because it's kind of a catch-all for those businesses that aren't really fitting into your typical retail shopping center, but then they're also not fitting into your typical industrial park with, you know, 5 million square feet of industrial. So these are things like your dog daycare or a dance studio. They're a cabinet making company or a golf simulator where they're kind of occupying a space that really doesn't belong in either category, but there's never been more demand for this type of product.
So Tanner, you service all of Utah. What are the new hot areas right now?
Well, St. George is still super hot. The economic engine behind St. George is a little unknown still of like what is causing all of the growth in St. George. You can't look at it and say like, well, the financial sector, the legal sector or tech is driving growth there. It feels like it's just people with mostly second homes or people looking to relocate to somewhere warm, similar to like a Phoenix or a Scottsdale. So St. George is super hot. And then some of that's bleeding into Cedar City, where Cedar City is getting multiple new shopping centers that are going to get built over the next couple of years. So that's exciting in Southern Utah. And then I would say in Northern Utah right now, Cache Valley is super hot. You know, if you look at the very north end of Cache Valley where Smithfield is, all the way into the very bottom of Logan, everything in between is just growing together where it's just all becoming one giant mass, similar to how we saw there's no gap between Lehigh and Provo anymore.
So true. Okay, downtown Salt Lake City, there's always new development going on here. I know the Salt Lake Temple is still under construction, but there's a lot of surrounding growth as well. Any great info there?
Yeah, downtown's awesome right now. I lived downtown for 3 years, and so I love to talk about it. I love to just know what's in the know. And what's really exciting is still just to see all the projects around the Delta Center that are going to eventually get started on and hopefully completed over the next 5 years. So a new music venue, Live Nation, announced a partnership with Smith Entertainment Group.
6,000-seat arena.
Wow. Right.
Yep. And I think that's an amazing amenity for our downtown to have, because building a music venue from the ground up as opposed to converting an old warehouse to a music venue really makes a huge difference in the customer experience in terms of the quality of a concert you're going to get there.
And the quality of the acts who will play a show in a place like that. That's going to be amazing. But that's still to come.
Yeah, 100%. So a lot of growth around there, and then a lot of growth in the Granary District. So just south of downtown, the Post District is kind of getting the last few tenants filled in there. Silo is the immediate project to the west of it. And then further south of that, we're going to see another kind of third phase of the Granary District take hold with more retail and a lot of exciting new first to the market, first to the state restaurants and concepts.
Okay, talking about Smith Entertainment, Southtown Center, right? The mall,
yeah.
All of that. What's going on there?
So Southtown Mall, I think very recently they just completed the NHL practice facility for the Mammoth. So they built two hockey rinks inside of Southtown Mall. Those are going to not only host the Mammoth's practices, but they're also going to host youth leagues. I assume they'll do some sort of like open skate night for the public. But I think it's really just going to build the hockey community in Utah, which I'm really excited about. And then additionally, they're also going to be building the Jazz NBA practice facility there too. So I think just the amount of energy getting pumped back into Southtown Mall is really exciting for the city of Sandy.
I think so too. And not only does strong commercial help that community, but it also helps residential, because then people want to be in those areas where there's easy access to shopping and all of the opportunities and restaurants that that provides. How do people find you, Tanner?
So legendcommercial.com is our website, and my email is tolson@legendcommercial.com.
And you do all commercial, correct?
Yep, all commercial across Utah. We have 26 agents at Legend Commercial here locally, and we're the largest boutique.
Wow, unbelievable. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. I always say shop local wherever you can, just because those are the people that are your neighbors and your friends. And, you know, those big box stores and the big Amazons and all of that, it's great. And they definitely have their place. But there's nothing like getting something as a gift that's from a local store. I just think it's boutique. It's cool. It's just cozy and fun. Stay tuned. We have more with Tanner Olson, Legend Commercial Real Estate, on The Real Estate Show with us. We'll be right back.
You've got a big day, so you use Unstoppable Scent Boosters to give your laundry nonstop freshness. So no matter how long the day goes, you
can't stop this power, this walk, this pose, this strut, this look, this talk.
Your clothes will be so fresh you can confidently strut into that end of the day meeting like a
boss, 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 bosses. Let's talk business in my office.
Add new Unstoppables beads to your wash for 24-hour nonstop freshness so you can smell unstoppable.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Looking for your next car right here in Utah? At KSL Cars, Utah's most trusted marketplace, we make it simple to find your perfect ride from local sellers you trust. From off-road trucks to reliable family SUVs, you'll find it on KSL. With thousands of listings at your fingertips, KSL Cars is built for the way Utahns live. Ready to find your perfect match? Visit KSLCars.com today and see why Utah drivers turn to KSL every day. Your local road to a great deal is at KSLCars.com.
An Australian hiker travels to the American West to walk a wilderness trail.
Wasn't afraid to be out on his own.
But Eric Robinson vanished in the High Uinta Mountains.
I remember thinking, Eric, what were you thinking, mate?
I'm Dave Cawley. Join me on my podcast, Uinta Triangle, where I travel the world to answer the question, what happened to Eric Robinson? Follow Uinta Triangle, that's U-I-N-T-A Triangle, on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the KSL Real Estate Show. We're glad you're listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. She's Heather Osmond from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem.
Yes, they are. Thank you so much for joining us. We love talking real estate here in Utah, and it seems like it's always good news. Today we have Tanner Olson with Legend Commercial Real Estate. Welcome back, Tanner.
Heather, thanks for having me as always.
So fun. You are definitely an expert here in Utah, anything commercial real estate. Tanner is probably the man. In fact, I personally ask Tanner's advice all the time on my own real estate investment properties. I currently have some property that I own in the Traverse Mountain area. It's a beautiful lot. And before the show even started, I'm like, Tanner, tell me what I should do. Where am I going to get these tenants to fill this space up? And Tanner always has fantastic advice. In Utah, we have a younger population than probably any other state in the entire United States. We have more teenagers, more kids, and I think that does have an impact on that strong population growth. Tanner, fill us in with that and how that affects the retailers.
Yeah, so retail often lags behind housing and population growth in terms of getting developed. And we've never seen, obviously, the last 5 years since COVID, we've seen record population growth. Well, the retail kind of lagged behind that. And so we're still playing catch up a little bit. And there's never been more larger scale retail projects getting built than now and over the next 5 years. So it's exciting times for the retail commercial real estate industry sector. We're also going to see more first to market concepts that are going to be open up. So it's just exciting to see some of these businesses and restaurants that you've seen in Austin and Denver and Los Angeles finally coming to Utah. So I think that's really exciting.
We're finally on the map. I think that's great.
Oh yeah, most definitely. And so, I mean, just speaking about the property that you have in near Timpanogos and Lehigh there is, I mean, Lehigh is absolutely just on fire. We saw the crazy office population growth between 2010 all the way up until COVID. And I think Lehigh has proven that it's kind of survived through the last 5 years post-COVID.
Any restaurants come to mind? You mentioned the names that are coming in here that are only in LA and Austin like that. Anything come to mind that's fresh and new?
Yeah, so I think it's been exciting and it's already open, but Sam Fox Restaurant Group owns multiple concepts. I think he probably has maybe even a dozen concepts, but Flower Child is in Foothill Village. Great, fresh, healthy concept. He also owns North Italia that's in Riverton at Mountain View Village there. And then he has another exciting concept called Culinary Dropout, which
is a great name.
I want to go just because of that. That's cool.
Yeah, so that is a couple locations in Scottsdale, Phoenix, Vegas. And so that's going to open up here shortly. And then it's just exciting. I mean, when you have 12 brands, once you get a couple here, it's kind of just a natural thing that he'll kind of follow with some of those other cooler, sexier brands that's over the next few years.
Really cool that we've arrived.
Definitely. I mean, we saw SDK open up downtown. That was a restaurant that, you know, was in a very, very hip spot in Las Vegas and New York City. And I think they did like almost $12 million in their first year, which was
I was at the one in Manhattan years ago. And all I remember is I couldn't talk because the music was so loud, but the food was good.
Yeah, I think that rings true here, too. If you've eaten at the Salt Lake City location, there's a concept called Lazy Dog that I know that's looking to enter the market right now. I personally represent Sweetgreen. Which I'm really excited about because I'm a pretty healthy, picky eater. And so I think representing a concept that is going to expand here that I actually will enjoy eating at is really exciting for me. So, and then kind of fitness related, Barry's Bootcamp has a cult following as a fitness concept in a lot of major cities. And they just are about to open up their first location in Sugar House. So,
wow, very cool. Okay. So I love all these national brands. It's always fun to name drop, but Utah probably has more entrepreneurs than maybe any other state in the United States. I love that Utah is out there. We're innovative. We're thinking of new ideas. What are some of the favorite brands besides, of course, the Swigs and the Crumbles and all of those that are just exploding? There's always new ideas that people are coming up with. Any of your favorites?
So, I mean, tip of the cap to the Savory Fund and the Savory Group that has, you know, flourished a lot of brands that have either started here or maybe didn't even start here, but they've kind of helped grow them. So I think it's exciting having them locally here in the state. Heirloom Restaurant Group based out of Provo has about a half a dozen concepts, I think, and they're slowly starting to expand into Salt Lake County. So they're going to open up soon in Sugar House, two different concepts. Station 22, I think, is what they call their location in Provo, and it's going to be called Station 21 because they're on the corner of 21st South and 21st East.
What is it?
All breakfast, lunch, and dinner, diner, but a little bit, you know, obviously higher end. And so it'll be good to just have, you know, all three meals a day being served there in Sugar House. And then Pizzeria 712 is one of their concepts. And then they also have a new salad concept that I'm blanking on the name of right now, but they're rolling that out in multiple locations too. So
wouldn't you say in Utah, we are such foodies?
I think we're becoming more foodies. I think the palate in Utah is becoming more sophisticated,
right?
For sure. I think we were very much heavily chain dominated for a long time. And I think the, you know, the palate and the consumer, I think just that because our population is so young, right, that I think the younger generation is demanding just innovative concepts and they're staying away from the chains and they really do want to support local restaurants. So I look at our downtown and I look at, we have two amazing Italian restaurants two blocks away from each other, both doing fantastic, and Galliano's, which is on 2nd and Main, and then Mateo's, which is on 2nd and West Temple.
Wow.
Okay, so I think I detected a trend here. You said there was a place called Pizza 712.
Yep.
Is that an area code, the 712?
You know, I don't know where they got the 712.
Because I know that there's another place called Via 513 or 313.
Yep.
And that's the Detroit area code because they serve Detroit pizza. Is this a thing with the area code and the name so we know where they're from? I'm just wondering.
Well, people are picky about their pizza. Some people like the Detroit-style square pizza. I've yet to find a Chicago deep dish in Utah, which I'm still waiting on.
Work on that one, yeah.
Obviously, we had Dave Portnoy and Barstool Sports come and do a bunch of rankings of pizza restaurants here.
Yeah, that was a big deal.
Sam's Secret Pizza, that kid's life changed overnight all of a sudden when Dave Portnoy gave him a review.
I haven't had the pizza yet, but I just got on their secret list. And I hope soon I'm going to hear he's making pizza and I'm going to get to taste it. It's a big deal.
He needs to secretly find a 3,000 square foot restaurant space ASAP and start cranking them out.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm getting hungry listening to you guys talk about all these incredible restaurants. Today we have Tanner Olson. He's with Legend Commercial Real Estate. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
When it's time to find your next car, you don't want to waste hours scrolling. At KSL Cars, you can go from searching to finding fast. With smart filters and local Utah listings, you'll see only the cars that actually fit your budget, your style, and your life. It's car shopping made easy, without the runaround. So don't wait. Join thousands of Utahns who found their new car on KSL. Get the right car right now at KSLCars.com. That's KSLCars.com. Fast, simple, and local.
Gaines Super Flings are here to take your laundry to the next level.
Talking about Gaines Super Flings. Super size laundry packs. These things are huge. Super fresh, super clean. Gaines Super Flings.
Gaines Super Flings laundry packs have 4 times the Oxi cleaning power and 3 times the Febreze freshness versus Gaines original liquid.
Super fresh, super clean. Gaines Super Flings.
Gaines Super Flings for next level laundry.
An Australian hiker travels to the American West to walk a wilderness trail.
Wasn't afraid to be out on his own.
But Eric Robinson vanished in the High Uinta Mountains.
I remember thinking, Eric, what were you thinking, mate?
I'm Dave Cawley. Join me on my podcast, Uinta Triangle, where I travel the world to answer the question, what happened to Eric Robinson? Follow Uinta Triangle, that's UINTA Triangle, on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Thank you for listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehi and Orem.
Yes, they are. And I love owning real estate. Both of my furniture locations are owned, and I've made more money in real estate than I've ever made in selling sofas or candles. It is very, very fun to be in the real estate market. Tanner, you are one of the experts here in the state of Utah in commercial industry. You are a real estate agent with Legend Commercial here in Salt Lake, but you service all of Utah. And I always love to get your advice on if you were wanting to get into the commercial real estate market, what advice do you have for buyers right now?
I think start small and try to find something that you could just bite-sized you can bite off, right? So we consider pretty much anything over a 4-unit apartment complex or house to be commercial real estate. And then, you know, anything from a small single-tenant building on Main Street of any of the various main streets we have around town and in the great cities that we have. And so I think start with something small and build your portfolio from there.
What are some of the advantages of investing in commercial versus residential?
So I think we definitely today have to look at the mortgage and lending and kind of the buyer-seller dynamic right now. Very different in commercial than it is from residential. I think right now in residential, it's probably more so a buyer's market where it has been a seller's market for the last several years post-COVID.
I think everything's confusing right now in residential.
For sure. I mean, a lot of realtors telling people that, you know, watch the Fed and the 10-year treasury. And as the Fed drops interest rates, that surely mortgage rates will drop. Well, sometimes they would do the opposite, where they would have a 25 basis point cut in the Fed. And sure enough, we'd see mortgage interest rates go up.
We just saw this.
Yeah.
The Fed dropped interest rates a quarter point. Mortgage rates went up almost immediately afterwards. So, first of all, in commercial, do you even worry about 30-year mortgages, or do you do everything in a shorter time frame?
Definitely shorter time frame. I would say 10 is probably more frequent. And so that's definitely why we're following the 10-year treasury most closely.
And where's it going?
Right now, I think it's kind of a toss-up on whether we're going to see another rate cut before the end of the year. I don't really think we will. I think we probably should see how the status quo goes for the next 6 months. But I do think, you know, even though we've seen a couple of rate cuts and mortgage rates have gone up, it is interesting that then over the next 30 days, they seem to then trickle back down and eventually, I think, are coming lower than they were even when they do make that jump. So,
yeah, but I feel like in commercial, a lot of those owners just hold long term. There's not a lot of flipping going on, would you say?
For sure. It feels kind of stagnant in commercial. I think the residential market also is stagnant if it isn't a buyer's market. I think so many people that locked in their sub 3% interest rate just have no incentive to sell right now. And I think people really feel locked into their homes and their mortgages because you're trading a 2.75 interest rate for moving anywhere right now. I mean, you're going to be well north of 5, touching 6 for sure.
When you talk about people who are locked into their homes and their 2-3% rates, what were we hearing this week? The White House was floating the idea of portable mortgages. Have you ever heard of this?
I looked into it immediately because anytime you hear about a portable mortgage or a 50-year mortgage, just like
red flags
flags are going off of too good to be true, but also we can't just take an existing mortgage and just convert it to a convertible mortgage all of a sudden or something that you can carry with you.
First of all, the idea of a portable mortgage is it's yours. If you find a new house, you take your old mortgage with you. It's portable. Is that right?
In theory, yes. But it's not like you can just take your 2.75 interest rate mortgage today and walk off with it to another home. Banks lend on risk. And so ultimately, these are going to have to be new mortgages that are created for the first time that then are labeled as a portable mortgage. So with more risk inherently, banks are going to charge higher interest rates. So while it seems like a great idea, I doubt we're going to get 2.75 interest rate loans on portable mortgages anytime soon.
Okay, so commercial interest rates are usually higher than, almost always higher than residential.
Yes, I think that generally rings true and still is ringing true today. But I think where if you're a creative buyer or seller right now, I am seeing a lot of seller finance. So if you do own your property in cash, I think there's never been a better time as a buyer to be asking a seller, hey, would you consider doing a seller carry for at least a couple of years?
What's the advantage to the seller?
So maybe the seller isn't necessarily looking to cash out right now, so they could just get a little bit steady stream of income. They can get a little bit... you know, maybe they get some sort of upfront larger down deposit. And I think the last big point is that oftentimes as a seller, if you are willing to sell or finances, you're more likely to get the price that you wanted. So if you're really reaching for top dollar, it's going to open it up to a lot larger buyer pool by you being flexible on your lending terms versus, say, a traditional bank, which is going to have just a lot more boxes they have to check.
For sure. Okay, so if you're a seller and you're thinking of selling, it's all about cap rate, right? Isn't that mostly what buyers are buying? It's not as much emotional. It's all charts and graphs and you know, your ROI or your return on investment.
Yes. I mean, generally, we always like to say that commercial is always just, you know, dollars and cents and everything's very logical. Well, that's a lie. I mean, if anyone tries to say that emotion doesn't play into commercial real estate, they haven't done enough commercial real estate. But generally, yes, it is a lot less of a emotional decision than residential per se. And I will say that, yes, cap rates is a strong indicator of just risk versus return. And so we're seeing, you know, these really low risk assets. I mean, we always joke that like you can buy an In-N-Out burger or Chick-fil-A and it's the same as like a 10-year treasury rate right now. So you're basically banking on the idea of, do I think Chick-fil-A and In-N-Out burger are going to be in business longer than the United States Treasury?
Which may be a good investment right now, right?
Might be.
In-N-Out
ain't closing anytime soon.
No, they're doing okay.
And at the end of the day, it's just location, 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 always with commercial.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, you need to look at an asset, even though you're buying, say, a 20-year triple net lease. In 20 years, what do you do with this thing? So if it's a car wash, what do we do with a 100-foot-long tunnel building built on an acre in South Jordan?
Now, wait, there was a car wash when I was a kid, like a half a mile from my house. They dammed up the ends, and it became a music store that sold instruments and gave lessons, and they lasted for 30 years.
That's epic. I mean, I also saw the opposite of that as I saw a bank in Provo, pretty close to University Ave, that they converted into a car wash. So it's always interesting to see what people repurpose buildings to, but you have to know when you're buying commercial real estate, even though you might be buying a Dutch Bros with a 20-year lease today, what are you doing with a 900-square-foot kiosk with a drive-through in 20 years if that's not a good location anymore?
So true. Okay, so my experience in real estate investment was first in residential. We purchased our first home. We lived in the basement. We rented the upstairs for almost our entire mortgage.
Genius.
It was genius. Back in the day, we were broke, and that was just incredible real estate investment that we made. And we paid for our utilities, and that was it. And then we just worked and worked and worked and saved, and then bought our second and our third. And we actually, at one point, owned 33 residential homes that we rented out, which was great. And it was a full-time job. And it was a lot of toilets, a lot of work, a lot of excuses of why people couldn't pay their rent that month. And then we decided to sell all of those. And my husband and I, at the time, we decided to invest in assisted livings. And we did that. And it was great. And there were a lot of employees and a lot of people that lived there, and there were a lot of problems 24/7, so different problems. And then we decided to sell all of those, and it was a great time to sell because there were waiting lists mostly for those facilities before a lot of them popped up and more were being built. And we decided to invest in commercial real estate, and I will tell you that it is a lot less headache. There's a lot less phone calls. You can hire a property management company to take care of all of that for you. I feel like commercial real estate is fantastic investing here in the Utah area, and people really do want to get in. Like we had mentioned, it is oftentimes, we talk about the big corporations that are coming into Utah, and oftentimes commercial real estate just seems overwhelming. But like you said, you can start small, you can get into the business, and once you get in, it's addicting. And you want to buy more and more and more, and it is very, very fun to be a real estate investor. Tanner, tell us about some of your own investing opportunities, maybe some of your stories.
I have a similar story as you, as I owned a couple of single family rental properties, thought it was, you know, fun, and I thought it'd be a great way to like build my wealth and build my portfolio. And I like pretty quickly actually did an about face and actually went off and sold most of those because I think I realized quickly that it is not passive income. You know, there is, you get a late night phone call for a leak or a toilet needs to get fixed, or I mean, whatever else can possibly happen in the world of home ownership, it will happen eventually, right? So I think I have changed my strategy into trying to pretty much stay mostly into commercial, where it is A, not only a little bit more passive because it's just easier to hire a property manager. The tenants themselves handle far more of the workload and take on far more of the responsibilities. So oftentimes you're left covering, you know, maybe the roof or structural portion of the building in the parking lot, but you're not covering every single little thing on the inside of the space.
You don't need a new roof as often as you need a changed light bulb, like in residential. My light bulbs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the tenant does, as part of that lease, take care of most of the problems, which is great. And they care about their facility and it's commercial. And so they want it to look nice for all of the patrons that are coming in, which is all fantastic.
Yeah. And then, I mean, that goes back to the cap rate question that we were talking about earlier, right? Is like the lower the cap rate, the stronger the investment or the less risky the investment. Usually that also comes with the more the tenant is willing to take on, where what we call like is an absolute triple net lease. Basically, it means the tenant does everything. They're responsible for literally everything on the property. And that's the creme de la creme of commercial real estate.
Oh, for sure. And I always call it mailbox money, where, you know, you make money while you sleep and that check hopefully comes in on the first, late after the fifth, every single month. If you are looking to get into commercial real estate, please call Tanner Olson. He's with Legend Commercial Real Estate. Tanner, how do people find you?
My email is tolson@legendcommercial.com, and find us on our website and love to help out.
What's the website?
Legendcommercial.com.
And last but not least, we want to give a shout out to Central Bank, who is the sponsor of this KSL Real Estate Show. They serve all of Utah. They've been in business for over 130 years. And lucky for you, they give commercial loans, they give residential loans, new construction loans, they have a kids' savings plan, the auto loans, all the good things. Stay tuned. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. We'll be right back.
In business, they say you can have better, cheaper, or faster, but you only get to pick two. What if you could have all three at the same time? That's exactly what Cohere, Thomson Reuters, and Specialized Bikes have since they upgraded to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure. OCI is the blazing fast platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs, where you can run any workload in a high availability, consistently high performance environment, and spend less than you would with other clouds. How is it faster? OCI's block storage gives you more operations per second. Cheaper? OCI costs up to 50% less for computing, 70% less for storage, and 80% less for networking. Better? In test after test, OCI customers report lower latency and higher bandwidth versus other clouds. This is the cloud built for AI and all your biggest workloads. Right now, with zero commitment, try OCI for free. Head to oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic.
That's the sound of James adding long-lasting Gain scent boosters to his laundry this morning. Several hours later, James sniffs the irresistible scent of Gain on his shirt. Ah, Gain. Several hours later, James has even caught the attention of his mother-in-law, and she never gives him attention.
Ooh, you smell amazing, James.
Oh, thanks, Mom. I love you too.
I never said that.
Add Gain scent boosters to your laundry. Add joy to your day.
A 15-year-old girl who chewed through a rope to escape a serial killer.
I used my front teeth to saw on the rope in my mouth.
The killer prowled the Pacific Northwest in the early 70s. He's been convicted of murdering two young women, but suspected of many more.
Maybe there's another one in that area.
Follow and binge all episodes of Stolen Voices of Dole Valley, available now wherever you listen.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show on KSL. Thanks so much for listening. Jeff Kaplan here. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehi and Orem.
Yes, they are. And today I have been so excited to invite back Tanner Olson. He is a regular on the KSL Real Estate Show with us. He's with Legend Commercial Real Estate and one of the top experts in the entire state of Utah. Thank you so much for being here, Tanner.
Always happy to be here.
You always know about new projects and what's going on. Give us a little sneak peek of what you're excited about.
So we talked about your project, a couple of new multi-tenant retail buildings popping up in Lehi there at the point of the mountain. Well, I mean, along the Timpanogos Highway stretch alone, you have three gigantic developments all going on at the same time. So CenterCal is building a Whole Foods anchored shopping center. So they'll have a Whole Foods, bunch of large strip of multi-tenant retail, a couple of pads. So the pads are what we would call something for like a fast food user, a bank or a credit union or something like that.
Is that one on the Alpine Highway?
Yeah. So just on the north side there, just east of the Harmon's shopping center.
Incredible.
So you go slightly east of there and all of a sudden now you have a Target, Lifetime Fitness anchored, and then a, we'll call it a boutique grocery store. And I'm going to leave it nameless, but we all probably know who's expanding in small boutique grocery stores around the valley right now. All in the same project, all with a bunch of retail around it. And then they'll have some multifamily next to that project. And then you go even further east of there, kind of more into like the Alpine area, and you have a new Sprouts grocery store with some new retail that's going to get built right there. So this is one highway, one long stretch in northern Utah County with three gigantic, I mean, we're talking probably in the neighborhood of $50 to $150 million of commercial real estate getting built.
Are the roads built to handle what'll come their way?
Luckily, I mean, if you've driven through Lehi, you know that it's been under construction for 15 years straight now. So I'm hoping that they've now built enough highways and roadways to make sure that gets handled. But,
and I'm personally a little excited about that because that's my stomping grounds right there from Alpine to I-15. That is, I'm literally just going to be within 10 minutes of my home. This is incredible.
Yeah, it's a great area. I mean, the incomes are great. The population's growing, continuing to grow. And so I think it's exciting for everyone in there. And then you go just north of there on the west side of I-15, where the old Utah State Prison used to be. We've talked about it before, but phase one of that is probably coming online in 2028. and that's going to be a mixed-use project. So you'll see a little bit of office get built. You'll see a lot of multifamily, hundreds of multifamily apartment units get built, and then a retail project that I think would rival something like University of Washington's U-Village area or Cherry Creek in Denver, if anyone's been there. So, I mean, really a lot of sexy first-to-market new concepts and really high-end concepts that are going to be coming there.
Is that supposed to be a walkable project?
They call it walkable. There's a lot of places in Utah that want their project to be walkable, but I think the culture in Utah, to get away from really truly being a vehicular-based, you know, state metropolitan area, I think is going to be tough. But yeah, they're going to make it as walkable as one could.
And it's cold in Utah. I don't think people remember how cold it can be in the winter. I don't really want it to be walkable all the time.
Oh, it's nice to take your bicycle out to a retail location, just not every time you need something.
Exactly. That's okay, all. Let's talk about Utah City. They're in Vineyard.
Yeah, I was going to say, and unload your five kids out of the car to go eat.
Right,
exactly.
Vineyard. So Vineyard just had Bella's Market is the new grocery store that just opened up down there. And that is, I guess, phase one of also multiple, you know, four or five, six phases. And they're building an entire city down there, Utah City. Woodbury's pioneering that. They have a lot of other retail opportunities and apartments that are going to get built with ground floor retail underneath it, creating another, you know, walkable city. So I think it is nice that I think we will finally have multiple suburban projects that have a walkable element to them, similar to Daybreak or Sugar House outside of downtown.
That's where all the sizzle is, south of the city, north of Salt Lake City. Is there anything going on aside from residential construction?
So Farmington, I think, is probably the biggest project going on in Weber Davis County. Many of us have probably been to the Village or no, I guess.
Farmington Station.
Farmington Station. Yes. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So that's what they call their project. They're just north of it. Lifetime Fitness has already secured a site. So Lifetime Fitness will be coming in. WPI is doing some leasing for Stack Development, who built a lot of the office towers in Lehigh. And they have a plethora of retail opportunities, multifamily opportunities, office opportunities. So Farmington is actually going to get a sizable, I mean, we're also talking $200-$400 million of infrastructure going into
Farmington. It feels like they've cleared miles of land in Farmington, and they're building roads. Nothing on them. Everybody's curious what's coming in. You seem to know.
Yeah, so I mean, those are some of the same concepts that you're going to see at that Point of the Mountain and Draper prison redevelopment site, the Lehigh site. A lot of those same concepts are going to end up in Farmington, so I think it's great for the Davis County community.
Tanner, how do people find you?
LegendCommercial.com, T. Olson at LegendCommercial.com is my website, or you can just find me running around Cottonwood Heights.
Cottonwood Heights. Tanner Olson, one of the most incredible commercial real estate agents in the state of Utah. He always knows what's going on, and it's so fun to have you on the show. Thank you so much for being here with us today.
Always. Thanks again.
You're listening to KSL. We'll see you next week.
Shh. You won't believe what my new friend just told me about dinosaurs.
Is your child having conversations you never imagined? Are they learning without realizing it? It's not a tablet. It's not a toy. It's Miko Mini Plus, the AI-powered companion that turns curiosity into endless learning. Hear the future of playtime. Meet the extraordinary Miko Mini Plus, only at Costco.